From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. $1 million bail each for three men who were arrested in what's considered to be the largest heroin bust in recent history locally. 63-year-old Carlos Sanchez Gallego, also 40-year-old Jose Ochoa Ayan, and 29-year-old Gilberto Castillo Garcia, all of Mexico, were in court late last week. The judge boosted all their bails and made the condition that if they do post bail, an investigation will be done on the source of the money to determine whether it was acquired through illegal means. A series of events recently uncovered hundreds of thousands of dollars of heroin and $35,000 in cash, resulting in the men's arrests. Authorities have named the person killed in a Friday crash. At about 11:30 that morning, California Highway Patrol received a call of a vehicle collision on Eel River Drive at Copenhagen Road. The caller reported that a vehicle had collided with a tree. The driver appeared to be dead. Emergency medical personnel responded to the scene and confirmed that the male driver, 75-year-old Stephen Lorillard of Fortuna, was deceased. CHP officers investigating the collision observed that his vehicle had traveled off the west roadway edge and collided with a tree, causing major damage to the vehicle. Alcohol or drugs not considered to be factors in the collision. Redwood Capital has released unaudited financial results for the 3 and 9 month period ending September 30th. A total assets as of the 30th were $372.7 million, an increase of 7% over the June 30 numbers and a slight decrease of 1% from September 30th of last year. Total deposits stood at $340.4 million as of September 30th. That's an increase of 7% over June and a slight decrease of 1% over September last year. Total loans as of September 30th, $277 million. That's up 2% from the prior quarter and up 7% over the quarter ending September 30th of 2017. Also, net interest income for the 3 and 9 month period ended September 30th, totaling $3,403,000 and $9,793,000, respectively. Well, with daylight saving time now over, the time change can disrupt sleep patterns and affect the ability to concentrate and safely operate a motor vehicle. To highlight the dangers of fatigued driving, California Highway Patrol joining the Office of Traffic Safety and the Department of Transportation, plus the National Sleep Foundation recognizing Drowsy Driving Prevention Week. It's this week, running until the 12th. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.